Everybody awake? How you doing, huh? All right. Now, I just briefly, I thought it was a really nice day. Obviously, the weather cooperated. It was great. I thought the meeting went well. It was about an hour, under an hour and a half, so that was good. In terms of attendance, I'm awful at guessing, or maybe it was all my years as an athletic director while I was always overestimating. You know, we had a huge crowd, but we had 13,000 people. It looked a little larger than that, but I think people spread out, you know, obviously with the benches. And we had 11,500 watching it online in the webcast. The other thing that we've heard, and I cannot confirm or deny, is that there are a number of people who are arriving now to take the tour. So maybe, you know, they live in the Green Bay area, couldn't get off from work, but come during lunch break, come and tour the South End Zone. And, you know, I thought from a financial standpoint, you know, with some of the things we talked about over the last couple weeks, but I think it was good for the shareholders to hear, you know, that the organization's in sound financial shape and positioned well for the future, not only financially, but on the field as well. And it's always good to see the respect that Ted Thompson has. And, you know, to me, one of the highlights of the meeting was the reception that Dave Robinson received. I know that really meant a lot to him. So I'll open up for any questions. Bob, welcome back. I know you've been out for a while. Were you up in the UP or,
Thank you. Mark, can you just kind of break down some of the biggest factors for the record profit, net income, and the way you've grown the fund out over?
In terms of the operating profit, I think it's, on the revenue side, we saw real strong growth in national revenue this year. And a couple things there in the national revenue, it was the new Nike deal. I think that was helpful. And then the NFL network picked up, we saw, and Time Warner Cable picked it up, as well as Cablevision. So get a lot more coverage nationally, so it helps in terms of advertising. And that's not considered broadcasting revenue. It's NFL Network. It's, I think, other national revenue. I'd say for both national and for us, the stability and the new collective bargaining agreement, you know, has allowed us, you know, you saw the sponsorships that we've been able to enter into and extend. For us, you know, with the North Gate and the South End Zone now, you know, those are, you know, we didn't have those gates in the past, so those are new. So I think it's a number of things. And then a little bit of a timing issue with the player costs for the last fiscal year. You know, we went down $19 million, really kind of a timing issue. I think Mark McMullen stated it, you know, for next year that'll be normalized, and with the, you know, some of the player contracts will show up in the next fiscal year.
Mark, today is really kind of a kickoff to a lot of other things that come after a training camp, et cetera. Can you speak to the excitement from an organization standpoint of just getting going again and getting the ball rolling again?
Yeah, no, I agree, Jesse. I think you can just feel it's palpable. Starting on Monday this week, you could see the activity in the atrium, you know, fans and shareholders coming in. But you're right. I mean, you look at the week, you know, shareholder meeting today. To me it's a bigger deal, but I do think the opening of the Cabela's, there's a lot of excitement there. I think a lot of shareholders will probably, stay for Friday morning with the first day of practice. And then, you know, practices on Saturday and Sunday. I think Sunday will be the first padded practice, so I think people will like to see that. Then we've got a couple things. Friday, we've got the I want to make sure I get all this right. We've got the kids run, the 1K. I don't want to have kids running too far in the heat. And then movie night on Friday night. That's always fun. Wreck-It Ralph. and then the Bell and Health 5K run on Saturday night. So it's a lot of things. And then, the Packers experience in the Tender tailgate zone. It's kind of fun for kids and families. And, this is the reality of it. Training camp has changed quite a bit. I mean, it used to be you had two-a-days and there were a lot of practices. And, now it's, one practice a day. And, I think, that was one of the big changes in the collective bargaining agreement was a real change in the off-season program for players and in training camp. And so, the hope is that fewer practices, fewer padded practices, less contact in practice, you'll have fewer injuries and players can have longer careers.
Mark, can you talk a little bit?
But that leaves us more time to try to – we have to figure out what – to get people here, we've got to have other things going on.
Mark, can you talk a little bit about how a lot of these fiscal numbers are going to play into what shareholders, owners, and even fans are going to see down the road when the Titletown District and everything, how that all plays into each other? Because, I mean, they're seeing what's happening with the South End Zone and the Oneida game right now.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, I would say we talked a little bit about it. I mean, the sound system, the scoreboards last year, the North Loft, the South End Zone, and then over the next 2 years, well, you can already see them. I mean, there's big changes with the Oneida steps and the development on or the project work on that side, and then with the pro shop and some of the changes there. I think fans will really appreciate it. It's really designed to make when a fan comes to Lambeau Field to make their experience even better. In terms of other potential changes. Those are, we're studying, we're looking at what we might be able to do. But again, it's kind of the idea of creating a district, a Titletown area that really draws in visitors. And, when people come, they come. The most important thing for us is, Lambeau Field and the Hall of Fame and the tours. But, having, I think a Cabela's is going to be a great gateway. It's right out at the start of Titletown. And I do think over the next, the following years, you're going to see a number of different things. What those are, I'm really not in a position now to say. But I do, some will occur, just naturally, companies and businesses look at opportunities. And then, we'll have plans and things that we would like to see as well.
Mark, is there anything new on the Brett Favre front? How close do you think that you are to maybe bringing him back to Lambeau?
Jesse, that's something that, we've obviously a lot of attention, a lot of media have asked about that. There's really not anything new. I think, my view has been for quite a while is that, well, first of all, we want to retire his number. He deserves it, for what he meant to the organization and what he accomplished as a player here. And, I think it's just a question of, timing, not whether it'll happen. And, it's really finding a time where that's right for him and the organization.
Mark, what do you hope some of the shareholders take away from today's meeting?
Number one, I would hope that they would take away or walk away from the meeting knowing a lot more about the Packer organization, from a business standpoint as well as, from on the football side. And, hopefully they leave. Of course, I'm a little biased, but hopefully they leave, feeling that, the organization is in good hands, well-run, and set up well for the future.
Mark,
The other thing I'd say, we're excited for them to be able to see particularly the South End Zone, some of the changes there. And I think that we'd heard that, I think that was really driving some of the attendance numbers that I think people wanted to be able to get a look at the South End Zone.
Mark, you mentioned the stability of the, after having the CBA. I don't recall whether the South End Zone, you had finalized plans for or after.
No, we did not. Make the final decision to move forward until the collective bargaining agreement was ratified.
And so once that happened, has that opened the door also for the atrium or these things?
That yes. Yeah.
That you feel that yeah. confidently your revenues can
yeah.
go up?
Yeah, the way the G4 program runs, you can't get league money for every project. For instance, football facilities. We can't get funding for the new weight room. But for facilities that you build that generate, revenue that is then shared with the other teams, the league will provide funding. So for us, we were able to get $116 million of the roughly $280 million between the two projects. So that's pretty good, and that really is helpful for us. Now, it's a loan. It's a 15-year loan. You have to pay it back, but portions of it are money that you would be paying back anyway, if that makes sense.
Mark, you mentioned this.
Like club seat revenue, yeah.
How serious is your concern about the whole safety issue, the concussion lawsuit, and the impact that could have on eroding confidence in the game, not to mention future talent?
Well, I mentioned him. I mean, I'm not saying, the world's ending, I'm not Chicken Little, but, it's a real concern. I think particularly concussions, just that, when I was playing, you never thought that having a concussion would create problems down the road. I mean, it was never a thought. Now there's so much written about, problems that players are having and is it related to concussions. And so I think it's a real concern. And, not to pick on other sports, but, we've looked at it. You don't want to go the way of boxing. You think back to the 50s and 60s and how popular boxing was. And I think it just got to a point where, the injuries and the problem, the health problems of the sport were just so bad that it turned off fans. And I think that's the concern that we all have. I mean, objectively, you look at, the popularity of the NFL may not have ever been at a higher level in terms of ratings and attendance, but, it can change quickly. So I think we have to be... I wouldn't say overly aggressive, but have to be willing to really look at the game and make changes that'll make it safer. And you look at the collective bargaining agreement, that was a real focus of certainly the players and the owners is, what can we do to make it safer and to provide benefits for players, after their careers end. Yeah.
How many steps are left, do you think, eventually in getting the game to a point where it's satisfactory to?
Well, I think you really, in some ways, we're trying to change the culture, and we've said it, is you want to get the shoulder back in the game. It's funny, when you watch film clips from the Lombardi era and some of the, even before that, players tackled differently. It was wrapping up and tackling, and you don't see the kill shots and going for the knockouts with the helmets. And I think the league has done a number of things in terms of rules, but it's also enforcement too. And it's a little bit of a balancing act, Paul. Part of what makes the game so popular is that it's fast and it's physical. But I think we need to be really careful because. If you end up having more if it continues to get worse in terms of concussions and injuries and I think you really could be risking the future of the game.
Mark, the balance sheets and a statement of income, this corporation's been passing these out for 56, how many years have been since they've been having annual
sure.
meetings, and this is scrutinized by other franchises and football fans around the nation. There's a lot less information on these, I believe, mm-hmm. this year. It's a condensed version, I would say 50%. Why was the decision made to issue this reduced sheets?
Well, it's been a couple years now that it's been the same, what you're seeing. And, the thought really is to keep it at a higher level and just, the most important things for people to see and, not as much detail.